In Bauman, Moscow State Technical University, a delegation of U.S. and Japanese universities met with rectors of Russian institutes and heads of specialized centers for education of the deaf. The meeting was held as part of PEN International Project. PEN International, or Post-Secondary Education Network International, is a major project to improve and expand post-secondary education for the deaf and hard of hearing students around the world by sharing educational technology and conducting faculty development and training. This includes working out of special education plans, development of regional partnership in the field, use of new information technologies and educational products, exchange of educational programs and products in international telecommunications network, distance education, and exchange of students. The project is financed by the Nippon Foundation of Japan and affiliated with the National Technical Institute for the Deaf, NTID, under U.S. Rochester Institute of Technology, or RIT. After the meeting of Russian and foreign rectors, the Voice of Russia journalist Vladimir Golovkin had a telephone conversation with Dr. James J. DiCaro, director of the Post-Secondary Education Network International, who gave more details about international cooperation under the project and shared his impression of the talks with his Russian colleagues.
Good day from Bauman, Moscow State Technical University. My name is Jim DiCaro. The program that we have is called the Post-Secondary Education Network International. And it's a program that's funded by the Nippon Foundation of Japan. It's a grant from the Nippon Foundation to the National Technical Institute for the Deaf at Rochester Institute of Technology. And they've been funding us to establish this network around the world to improve post-secondary education for people who are deaf, college and university education for people who are deaf. And they have now provided us with more than $10 million in support over those 9 years. And I am here in Russia to meet with the representatives of Post-Secondary Education Network Russia, with Bauman, Moscow State Technical University, being the home of PEN Russia, and Rector Igor Fedorov as the individual who oversees PEN Russia. So I am here at the Center on Deafness at Bauman because Bauman is one of our critical and most important partners. We started working with Bauman because we wanted very much to work with the best in each country where we work, and we work in Russia, China, Japan, Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam, Hong Kong, and we selected Bauman to be our center in Russia because Bauman's been educating deaf people since 1934, and now we've brought in four other universities in Russia, Vladimir, Chelyabinsk, Novosibirsk, and Tisbe in Kazan. So that's basically the program, and our goal is to work together in partnership to find ways to improve post-secondary education for deaf people in each country in which we work so that they can be better prepared to enter society and enter the workplace and compete with their hearing peers.
Thank you so much, Professor DiCaro. How you concern the results of your today's visit to the Bauman Technological Institute and the results of your negotiations with rector of this institute?
The results at Bauman are better than I ever could have imagined 9 years ago. I mean, we were looking to be successful, but I must tell you that Bauman and the other four colleges and universities that now make up PEN Russia are significantly more advanced than I ever could have imagined and hoped for when we started this project in 2001. And the rector of Bauman and the rectors of Chelyabinsk, Vladimir, Novosibirsk, and Tisbe have been equally as supportive of the program. So I'm extremely pleased with how things have gone. I think it would be fair for me to say that of all of the countries in which I work, Bauman has and PEN Russia have gone the furthest to create a network to support people who are deaf in the Federation.
A report by Vladimir Golovkin.